Rishus HaGemari. All the Ma'asim Sefeis, Sefeis, Yerusugyan, Nachkul Chesam, Aleph, and Chulin, starts with the Mishnah, Tibas Cholov. Then the Gemara discusses first a 5-point of Basta Form inside Cholov, that's really Sef Aleph. Then the Gemara, Akul Chesam Beis, goes back to the case of Mishnah, Tibas Cholov, and that's the case of Sefeis. That's before why we have the order here. Aleph and Beis, going in the order of the Gemara. Gemara's first case is Basta inside a vat of milk, and then the second case, we're going back to the Mishnah, is the case that Tibas Cholov fell on top of a piece of meat. Then we're going to focus on the second case, the Sefeis over here of Tibas Cholov fell on top of a piece of meat. First basic question mentioned to me last time is what is the kimto over here in the Mishnah? Where did this bosser inside this pot is? Is it on top? How inside? Where is the kimto? So the Olam knows, Taisa brings down, Tzadikov, Tzadikov, Tzadikoches. So my focus is Rashi verse 3. Rashi understands that even though it's halfway inside, still the loch is, if that teapot that hit this hole over here is going to be in the Sinus Tam ul Astachaticho, it won't be the Sinus Tam, there will be mortar. But even though the Chaticha is halfway in, we'll look at the Chaticha by itself, not with the whole entire Kedera over here, not with all the other pieces, not with the Reitiv, not with everything over here. The Chaticha stands by itself. That's how the Beis Yosef Mikdam is the Rash B'Shito, the Ben Yerucham B'Shito. There is a shaila, what happens if it's fully emerged, but just the top of it is Megula? The Beis Yosef being down, the Gois Maimonides from the Smag, the Loch will be, still have the same category. Mash Enkein, the Dakim Moshe, being down from the Mordechai, not the way, the Nichol and the Geta being totally submerged. That means if just the top is Megula, TV Machloik is the Dakim Moshe versus the Beis Yosef coming from the Rishonim. But again, the simple understanding of Rashi is halfway submerged, we look at the Chaticha by itself and not the rest of the pot. Atzad Hasheni.
The
pot is the same,
right? It's on the
ish. Yeah, it's on the ish, pulling out. The second sheet of the Rishita is, if it's submerged inside a little bit, then we would serve the whole entire Kedera against the Stivas Cholov. It must be the Kimto over here is, where the Chaticha is fully out, is above this area that's submerged inside, and therefore, when it's fully on top of it, then the Tipo is judged against this Chaticha. If Shisha versus the Tipo be more to otherwise be also. Once it's submerged, then you have the whole entire Gedeo against this people over here. That's the base of my focus, Rashi verse 3. Now, first to understand Rashi, two questions upon Rashi, where's the Makar for Rashi? And what's the Avon of Rashi? Again, we mentioned quickly last time, just a quick Hazar over here. First, where's the Makar for Rashi? Base says it starts off, it's not that clear. We want to say maybe it's from Rashi in Daf Kuf over there when it says the Chaticha B'Tzito, which still means in the inside. Each one of there's a good right from that Rashi. The way the Chonim being down is from the Gemara Daf Kuf Chesam Beis. The fact that the Gemara says when it's loin near of a kisoy, sorry, we do case near, if do near or kisoy, then we have the whole entire kedera. Says Rashi, why? Because the hevel zeya goes up pia kedera until the mouth, until the top of the pot over here. So we see over here it does not have to cover part of the piece; has to cover the whole entire piece. So the Diyak says Masha, and that same Pshan Tosfos, the fact that Rashi says Ad Pion until the mouth means until the top of the pot. That's a, I guess, the second Rashi besides the Beis Yosef. A third Rashi, when the Gemara goes on further, it says Loinir V'loikisoy. Then you look at the piece itself, says Rashi, with the Cholofol, fell Al Gagal Shalchaticho, on the top of the piece. That means it is submerged, but yet only fell on the Gagal, the top of the piece. Therefore, says Ram Shif, and that Rashi is where Tosfos got it from.
The other side.
He says Gagal means on the top, not why is it any part of the piece of fell. So it must be part of it somewhere. These two Rashis, again the Bach brings down, one is the Marsha, one is the Ram Shif. These are Makuris where we see if Rashi holds this idea when it's submerged, still we look at the Chaticha by itself, and that Chaticha has to be judged against the Tipo, and we do not take the whole entire pot into consideration. That's first from Makur. Now, what is the Havana in Rashi? What's the Kimto Rashi Malocho? Meaning there'll be places people say we paskin Rashi, and then they can seem to say different things. Because there are three ways to understand Rashi. That means even if you're paskin Rashi, there are three different ways how to paskin. Three different avodas in Rashi. It's very clear, again, it's brought down. Some people paskin Rashi. It depends on read the Mechaba, we'll get to that also. So, first, again, focusing on Rashi, what is Rashi saying? So Rashi is very clear, Tipo versus Chaticha. There really can be two questions. How much of the Chaticha is also? And you mashad the Chaticha to go afterwards into the Gedera. Two separate questions, which will lead to three different shitas, because each one's a machlokes. And it's very clear that Daka Moshe brings down these shitas. He's very clear. There's no Shiloh, it's not overpaid, but Daka Moshe brings down these options. The first thing that Daka Moshe brings down, if there's a Mordechai, how far does it go in? According to Rashi again, the Chaticha is halfway submerged in the piece. Is it going into the whole entire piece? It's going only to the part that's not submerged, that's not Bifnim, and whatever is Bifnim, Vada not going to count. Says the Daka Moshe, Pshat from Mordechai, it does not go in the whole piece. And when in the whole piece? Mistaf the Kedera. It only goes into what? The mount of the boss that's out of the Kedera. It goes to half the piece. A little bit, half the piece, but not the whole entire piece. Well, if it goes into the piece itself, that's in the Kedera, the Savaho Kedera. Fine, he doesn't explain it. That's what Daka Moshe says. The Chura, what? He says, that really the Shah HaShan Mordechai. But Echram, if you submerge the third, then two-thirds. If it's submerged two-thirds, then a third. The, whatever that mount is that is submerged, it's not sure it's chetzi, not a third. But I think you're coming the second half of the Mordechai, and the question is where the right of the Mordechai is. First, that's what the Dr. Moshe says the Mordechai is. Now, if there is such a Mordechai, it's a Mavucho, the Chanish says there is not such a Mordechai, the Bach says there is a Mordechai, there seems to be reading two different halakim of the Mordechai. But let's go with the Daka Moshe says there is a Mordechai, and the Bach said that's Pshat in Rashi. It only goes in halfway. That means the Bach says that who is correct for Mordechai, the Daka Moshe will disagree, but there is a Mordechai, according to the Avonah of the Bach, that in, how much does it go? It goes inside a halfway, or whatever is not submerged. Let's say it's not submerged, only a third, it goes in a third. Not submerged, only a tenth, it goes in a tenth. Whatever is not submerged inside the liquid, that what it goes into and past that, it does not go further. Otherwise, it's staff all back there against it. So it only goes whatever until the liquid. It goes until the liquid. That's the Mordechai Shito. What? Why? Because otherwise, why? It sounds like the, this is what stands by itself, and anything else is a separate entity. It's two different areas work two different ways. That's how the Bach and the Daka Moshe is explaining how it's working. That's basically. I'll tell you, Shani, the Daka Moshe brings down this down. He's on the Maaseh. Not the pasta of the Rishon, not pasta of the Sugur. No one seems to say where you're getting from. It says Chaticho. Mish says Chaticho against the Ticho. According to Rashi, halfway in. It means the whole entire Chaticho. Then when Daka Moshe disagrees and says, no, it goes in the whole entire Chaticho. It's very clear that Shachas Kohen Vav went like this. Daka Moshe goes in the whole entire Chaticho. Does it go out of the Chaticho? No. It goes, stays in the Chaticho and that's it. That's the second Shito. That means that Mordechai went in halfway. The Daka Moshe Zavono and the Shach went, it goes in the whole entire Chaticho but it stops. Atzad HaShlishi, we have the Ran and the Taz went this way, that it goes in the whole Chaticho, but also once it goes against Chaticho, if it is Shishin Chaticho, Chaticho is Mutter. There is no Shishin, the Chaticho is Osir, and now we have to go with the Kedero versus the Chaticho. Or go out from the Chaticho and into the Kedero. That means two questions. How far does it go in the Machlokes? Go in half or all the way? They go out is the Machlokes. The Mordechai and the Daka Moshe won't go out. The Taz, the Ras, and the Maaseh does go out.
Into the rest
of the Pesach. To rest the Pesach. Ask the Chaticho. Right, right. That means that we have to worry about the next thing. That means without the Chaticho that comes also, do we have to worry now the Blis Bos Chol will come out or not? Daka Moshe, the Shach say no. Taz, the Ran says yes. It's Chaticho, correct. Now, to understand it, I'll get to that. To understand, what is he saying in Machlokes? Now, we said first the three sheetahs here. And let's be very clear, we have three clear sheetahs in the Daka Moshe, and the clear three different sheetahs in Halacha. Taz, Bach, and Shach, all three say there are three different sheetahs in Rashi.
Like the Mordechai, does it have to be the spouse
of the sheetah? Yes. I mean, again, we have three shitas in Rashi. Three different shitas, Taz, Bach, and Shach. Now, the question is, Lechura, let's really ask a kasha on the Taz, the Ran. Everyone's from the Taz, very clear. It goes into Chaticho. If it has Shishim in the Chaticho, we mutter, otherwise not Chaticho's Osir. Now, from the Chaticho, go into the pot, and I need Shishim in the pot against what? Not the Tibum, against the Chaticho. Right. The Chaticho itself is Osir. Right. Now, the obvious question is, the Gemara says, the Imloy near Imloy Kisoy, Klal, what's a lochol? Mivla bala, mivla polat. The Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says punk parker. The Gemara says it goes in and it won't come out. So the Taz, it goes in and now it goes out. The Gemara, let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says Even though near like kisa klal, that's what we're holding right now. What Gemara says, imivla bala is be balei lechaticha, imivla bala, and won't go out. As they state, we follow the Gemara. We look at Gemara. We see the sugi's bekitzer, but we see it.
It's only
the Tzavatim, but we have to speak it out and explain. I mean, obviously there's a question you don't have to answer it. If we answer it, obviously, the ties around to not forget a Gemara. What we have to realize is the obvious basic question you have to understand. The Gemara says, is Mivla Bola, Mivla Polat. And the ties around saying is Balei, not Polat. So, best thing to point out, how to read the Gemara is really as a Mehuchal, called my colleague, is Ran versus the Rashba. They're very clear, they're arguing, what is the Avon of the Gemara? Is the Gemara only a Havamino on the Tzan, Eshla Seichle is Motor? And if Seichle is Motor, therefore you do not say Chanan. Therefore, what's happening? If it comes out, it's coming out only milk. Milk might have been Shlavimino. Elamai is not coming out to be Motor. Are we going to look at Havamino before we say Chanan? But once we say Eshla Seichle is Osir, then we do say Chanan. We say Chanan, the Maestro is asking the piece. But no, the Gemara is even Maskono. So come on, we ran the Rashba in the Sugya and they're saying, Avad the Gemara says, Mivla Bola, Mivla Loi Polat. But when is the Gemara saying that? Come on, we ran, he's very clear. He says, the Gemara is saying on the Tzad, Eshel Sarkta is Mutter. The Gemara says, if Eshel Sarkta is Mutter, the Gemara says, therefore there is no Chanan. If there is no Chanan, so what's coming out? The most will be coming out as the milk. The most will be the bottom, and Shloim Minoi. We can't say the what? What?
Yeah,
that's, I mean, bottom meaning that we won't come and say the chum of the Gemara's case of Yudah, maybe not feel like a bottle. We have to come on to say Min Shalom Mina. Right, we won't come on to the chum of Min Mina feel like a bottle. So El Ma'is Gemara's have Mina, but Maskono, once the Efshah Sakhtar is Osir, once we say Chanan, then ask the rest of the piece. The Gemara's going only on the Yavar that we do not say Chanan. Once we say Chanan, then the Taz Niran say Echnami. And after the piece, we say Chanan and we go further.
After
Eshel Sechel,
not
Eshel,
has to do really
Chanan. The Gemara says that, right? If you hold Eshel Sechel, you cannot say Chanan. Asad Hashem, you come along the Rashba, says no. Even though Eshel Sechel is also Chanan, but Meister, we can say Mifel Loi Polak. And the story says why? Because Eina Nesu Yochel Oysel Yosim in Isser. And therefore, we can't take this and ask it more than it itself can go. And therefore, once the chalav stays in this piece, it's not going on further. Therefore, keep it as is. That means the machlekes really sounds like the Taj and Shach, which the Chadnish really points out. Strange, what was done with Rashi and Iran. Rashi and Rui, Shana Sugyo, he points out before the Taz is jumping on the Iran sheet. Well, actually, here, the simple understanding over here is the Iran's Lashit also, the Iran's understanding, the Eskimos have been the Maskono, all saying that Echlami Mibbabala, Sechanan, and now Echlami Papalat. Mashiach and the Rashba says, no, you can't say that. And that's probably how the Shach and others are going. We'll say more for Alam Chavurah, but not for the simple understanding of here. That means first what comes out, in Rashi, we better have three Shitas. We have the Bach Shita again, who went the Mordechai, goes only into half the Chaticha. We have the second Shita, the Daki Moshe, the Shach went, that goes the whole Chaticha, won't come out. We have the Taz around, that went the whole Daki Chaticha. If the Chaticha now becomes also, now he's Shishim versus the Chaticha. Now, now we have the Rishonim over here, the Avon of the Rishonim. We have the two Chalokim in the Chab over here. We have first the Chalok over here, half of the Shar, the Chaticha versus the Tipo, Chadayu versus the Tipo. We have a second Chalok over here, and they get to the idea of Nir V'Kisoy. So before we get to Nir V'Kisoy, the second half of the Chab, focus on Halacha, what to do with Rashi Levi, how do we Paskin over here, how do we Mashar? So in this Halacha, how to Paskin, the first Chalok, how to Mashar, you have to also divide up. There's a Mechaber, which went for Loshon the Rapa, and then there's a Ramo. Two separate things over here. We have to find each one, the Mechaber and the Ramo. The Mechaber, again, which is Loshon the Rambam, he starts off saying really three points over here. He starts off saying, if this tipa that hit this Chaticha, you taste the Isser, that the Chaticha is Osir. Otherwise, if you don't taste the Chaticha, is Mutter. The first thing to come along and says, Aloch is, you look at the Chaticha itself. Then it's saying on its side the Chaticha is also. They come along and say that we'll have to know Shad that Kedeira versus the Chaticha. So the Mechaber, third point over here, that means first you judge the Chaticha, second thing you judge the Kedeira, and third thing is Med, Varmavurim, we only did near Mesayf. We did near Medchilava Adsayf, till my soul will judge the whole time the Kedeira against the Tipo. Those are the three statements over here. Now, once we have the three statements, the question is, what exactly going on over here? The Gemara is saying, the Mishnah is saying, you have to share side the tipo against the chaticho, and side the chaticho against the gedero. Pashtus, it's against the sugyo. We in the world get two things from the shah over here. That's the obvious question. It's the simple avono for the shachataz. That means the Mechab is saying two separate ideas. The tipo versus chaticho, and then you have to do a second thing, chaticho versus the gedero. Why is that so? What's the kipto over here? Going to the Rashi, to the Rishito? What is the havon over here? So first we have the shach over here. A kamlung says, first, what is the kimto? The kimto is the chaticha is fully outside the pot. Some inside the roitim, not submerged, is fully out. It's going like the Rishit over here. Therefore, once that's so, the first statement of the Mechaber is, you judge the chaticha versus the tipo. Why? Because the chaticha is outside, and judge one versus another, and that's it. Adkan. I come along now the second statement and says you have to do the kedera versus chaticho. I don't mind. So why that's so? It's all out. It's all out. You know why? That's the mechaber end of merit. The third statement is appear in the second statement. We need dinir b'soif. That means you put the chaticho into the kedera over here. That means the first case and second case are discussing two separate cases according to the shach. We're going like the me. The first case is fully out. So judge the chaticho versus the tipo. That's it. The second case is when he mixed it. Because it said medva, we didn't need a besoif, you mixed it. Now you mixed it, the chaticha already became ulcer. So now we have to judge the kedera versus the chaticha. And the medva movement explained the second case. That's not the first case. Adkan, the mouth of the shach and the bach went this way. Atzal Hasheni, Kamal Ataz, he says not the way. He wants a tiny loaf of carrot. The kimt over here is really like Rashi. Like Rashi, halfway in, halfway out. But which Rashi? We said the three Rashis. The Taz, the Lishitos, the Rashi, and the Ran. The Rashi goes in the whole entire Chaticho, as to the Chaticho, and that Chaticho you can judge against the whole Kedero. So the Shach cannot say the Mahalach of the Taz, go like Rashi, because which Rashi? The Shach only holds Rashi, went like the Daki Moshe, did not go out. But the Taz, the Lishitos, says, that's why the Taz is very good. Read the Taz. You think he has, like in the Sukkot over here in Beis, he has two halachim to it. He's first off saying, what's Pshat and Rashi? Then he has a second Pshat in the Mechaber. Why is he putting them all in one shtickle? The Chorah are two separate things. What's Pshat and the Sugi? One Pshat in the Mechaber. It's very good. First, what's Pshat and Rashi? Rashi is like the Ran and goes in the whole Chaticho. Now, what's goes in the whole Chaticho goes out here to Jodah Chateh versus Chaticho. Once it's Pshat and Rashi, now we can say it's Pshat and the Mechaber. That says one shtickle in the Taz.
Pshat puts the whole Mechaber with the Rashi, Branson.
No.
Why not?
Because
we doesn't ask the rest. I mean, that's the Hamshach of the Mechaber. He's
the But he says, what's the halacha? You take the Kedero against the entire Chaticho. Why is it? Why say that?
It's not Mechaber.
Yeah, but he does. Yeah, but he doesn't want to say that because the Iker. He doesn't want to come on to that. Yeah, no, it's much better that way. Because no, Pash is much better that way.
The Taz also was near the second
Pshat. Oh no, so the Kamal now. Now, first that's Pshat over here. The case over here is what? That when it goes like Rashi, it goes in, the Chaticha is in halfway, it goes into the whole Chaticha, Chaticha versus Tipo. Chaticha is also, you do the Gdeir versus Chaticha. Now, building upon it, they point out, if so, now how do you read the Mechaber according to Taz? The Mechaber ends off Thursday, Medra, Murim, do near only the Saif. Chora, why you have to come on the same of the second Kipto? As I affect the Kusa Kesev on Betzim, the Shach.
On the Taz.
What's going on over here? So I couldn't explain, the Prima Gadim and others explain that you read the Medva Murim, it sounds like it's really a Derech Agav sign point over here. Medva Murim, the really point of the third statement is not to define the second statement. Third statement is come tell you the Chiddush, they do near Miyad, the Maisa, then will judge the Chaticho versus the Tipa itself. Medva Murim is not coming to explain this. Come to say the Alocho against the Tipo. Kedera versus the Tipo. I mean, Medva Murim, what's the point of Medva Murim? When you read it simple, not come to tell you to find the second case. Come to tell you Alocho or Nir Miyad. Are you going to ask the Maaseh that the Taz is being arrived for the words of the Mechaber? The Speaking Woman explains. But forget, you read the Mechaber, he's not defining, he's not coming to say define the Kimto. The way he's coming to say is the Alocho of Nir Besaif. That's his point over here, that's his concept over here. That means he's not come to say really the third to find the second. This, the Avon to read the Mechaber, the simple reading without pushing things into it, he's come to tell you a third halach, a separate concept over here. An idea of the Nir B'Sayv is just derech agav due to the idea of Nir B'Tchila, Miyad. That means he does say the B'Sayv. But those words, why? Just to contrast when he says the idea of near miyad. And it's come to say a separate halacha. No, the whole point is medvam. We're in this whole entire halacha. I just said I said two separate halachas over here.
It's only,
yeah, but no, but you said yes. So people want to come and say the word of besoif agav. He said, I'm saying b'tchila v'adsoif. You come to this contrast the last words.
Yeah, the near, you don't need the
safe. Yeah.
But you say near, near.
Right. It's just saying an ag of the safe. Oh, that's okay. How you have to, and that's why the Shach don't like it. Shach says, we the Mechaber. The way they will have to answer the Taz, again, the Kasha of the Taz, I'm asking the Kasha. But to answer the Taz, is the way he's answering it, he's saying it's just Zerch ag of the safe, the main point of safe.
The Torah asks on the Ramadan, why does he have to say the Chalab? Okay. You
say near, so, but again, that's true. Again, that's I agree to the Shach asking this. You don't like the terrorists, but that's the for the one to answer the task. The Pim Gonim says this. No, I'm sorry. So fine. Again, back to the Mechaber over here. We have two malchim in the Mechaber. Is the Mechaber going passing like three, and the Kimta is fully out? Or the Mechaber is passing like Rashi, and which Rashi? The Rashi or the Ran? That the piece is halfway in and going out. That's the Mechaber. Coming now, the Ramah. And he comes along and says a different halacha. He says the halacha over here is to Machlis Taz and Shach in the Mechaber. Right. Now, come along, the Ramah. And the Ramah over here says when you have Shishim over here against the Gedero, in the Gedero against the Tipo, then the only thing that becomes also is Chaticha and not the Gedero. That means come along and saying the halacha is you need Shishim in the Chaticha against the Tipo. I need what? Shishim in the Kedera versus Chaticha, against the Tipo. Both, I need Shishim of both against the Tipo. Number one, the Kedera against the Tipo. And if you have Shishim in the Kedera against the Tipo, then still you need Chaticha needs Shishim versus the Tipo. They point out, that's no Shita with Manashach, who are you going with? If you're going with Rashi, the Rashi of the Iran, let's say, then you need Shishim of the Kedera versus the Chaticha, not the Tipo. Elamai going the Rashi or the Daike Moisho, they don't shishim the Gdera at all. Elamai going with the Ri, where is it? If it's in, they just need shishim versus the Tipo. If it's out, you don't need shishim the Gdera at all. So it's not Rashi, neither Rashi, not Rashi or the Ran or the Daike Moisho. It's not the Ri. Taz himself saying maybe it's the Rashi. No Shita, it doesn't hold the Chanan. Taz points out it can't be that either. So basically, it's nobody. What sheet is this? Monashach, who are discussing over here? So come along again, the Machlok Taz and Shach, who exactly this is, come along with Taz, and he wants a Taino, the Betzem over here, he's passing like three. Passing like three. And the case over here, it's halfway in, halfway out. That's the Kimta over here. I, the Maestro, halfway in, halfway out, that's very good. Why you need Shishim of the Kedera versus the Tipo? So why is Chatichel, Maestro, also I'm Shishim? Why? He said, why Misford and Afshay? Misford and Afshay. He asked the piece, he made up his own chumra to ask the Chaticha. Why? Doesn't say why. You could say maybe, because he agrees there isn't a Rashi going to the Daikin Moshe, there isn't a Malchim Rashi. Yeah. Which is a little bit harder than the Taz doesn't hold that.
Where their Ramah
says it? He says it. You're right. Ramah says the Yoshishim and the Kedero against the Tipa, the Kedero is more to, but Chaticha is also. You're right, Chaticha is also.
He's
passing on three. Ain't it Raka Chaticha Levad? He's passing like the reef, and he came along with his sword and after as the Chaticha. Why? Doesn't say. Maybe it's because Rashita, I'm not clear exactly why. But that's how the Taz understands it. Now, that means they point out, Laura, really a Kasha in the Taz, that the Mechaber is passing Rashi, and the Ramah is passing reef, Yeshua Mishra said. Well, Kasha. Al Tzadashini, Kamung Vashach, and he Kamung says, no. Over here, Betzem, he points out the Shetal saying one time that it's really, he's not sure how to paskin. Machlokes Rashi, we had a paskin. And therefore, the Kimta over here is halfway in, halfway aft. According to Rashi, you should only look at the Chaticha. According to me, you should only look at the Kedero. Therefore, since over here, if you're going to me, you have Shishim and Kedero, the mice, it's mutter. According to Rashi, Shishim and Chaticha. I'm not sure exactly how to paskin. Therefore, we'll be mach for both, and the Shishim, sign the Chaticha versus the Tipo, sign the Kedero versus the Tipo over here. Koish for both over here. Says the people got him. The Taz and Shetosei could not answer that because the Taz learns Rashi will feel it right and it goes out. So they point out the Shetosei, the Shach and Taz in the Ramah had understand it. The Taz understands it that it must be the Rishito and it made as far as the Nafshe asked the Chaticho. Mashi and the Shach is Chosh from Rashi Shito, but which Rashi? The Rashi of the Dakim Moshe that goes in and stays. And that's it, won't go out. Therefore, we chosh the Yishishim sign the Chaticha, sign the Kedaya against only the people over here. They do point out that according to the Shach, it's really a Kash over here, what is the Kimta in the Shulchan Aruch? According to the Mechaber, the Kimta is fully out. According to the Ramah, the Kimta is halfway in, halfway out. Now we have to realize it's they're switching cases. That means the Shach was switching halacha. One was read to Rashi, and according to the Shach, they point to people they're employing. They're discussing two different cases. The Mechaber is discussing the case where it's fully out. The Ramah is discussing a case where it's halfway in, halfway out. And that's so the Shach. That's the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. Rashi, and they left out saying, you're discussing one case, I'm discussing another case. That's a Pella over in Maisa the Ramah. I mean, you have to realize, beside the Ramah, beside the Taz, beside the Shach, the Pella on Halilu the Ramah. The Taz is switching the Kim. The Taz made an Issa as far as Nafshay. No one knows where it came from. And the Shach came along and switched the Kimto. For that reason, you'll see on the page, there are two odd Malcolm Mice on the page how to learn. Two more. But you have to realize, each one is very, very sure. The Taz made up an Issa that came from nowhere. The Shach switched a case, which no one points at, that the Mechab is discussing one case and what's discussing another case, which is very sure. So my son, on the page, just two other Mahalchim. First is one that come along the Divrei Chamudis, and the going went this way, the Beis Hill, the Bar Gur, the Prim Godomim down. The Ramah is very simple, the Torah Sefer, the Ramah. Torah Sefer. Now, how to say over the Torah Sefer seems to be three different options, how to say it over. Everyone says this. In the Ramah, there was a mistake. Either Divrei Chamudis says, just take it out, put it somewhere else. But that's the Chumudis. The way how the Goyin came along and says the words of the Mechaber is Yesh Shishim. Says the Goyin, no, change it to him Ein Shishim. Let's just switch one word from the word Yesh to the word Ein. Now when you switch to Ein Shishim, the Machlokes had to say it over. The Goyin versus grandfather Bar Gerla. The Pirgoda went like the Bar Gerla, and the Beis Hillel is like the Goyin. If Ein what? Ein Shishim. Come along and say again one Malach. The Goyin says him Ein Shishim B'Kedera. I'm sorry, switch two words. Does that mean it says over here, Em Yesh Shishim B'Kedera? Does that switch two things? Em Ein Shishim? And what in Chaticho? There's no Shishim in the Chaticho. What? And therefore it's going like Rashi. Going like Rashi. Since there's no Shishim in the Chaticho, therefore the Chaticho is also. We look at the Chaticho by itself. We're looking at Chaticho going like Rashi Shito. Halfway in, halfway out, it's Rashi. What? It's Rashi. Rashi, well, Rashi.
Yeah,
but who do we want? Taz and Shach. What? Right now he's saying Pshat in the Ramah. The most case of Ein Shishim, he switched it to Chaticha, going to Rashi and Shito. The way the Pim Golem says over, he says Ein Shishim B'Kedero is going to Rishito. And we don't care about the Chaticha at all, look at the Kedero. That means there's a Toy Sefer, either you take it out, or you goes like Rashitu or the Rishitu, you switch different words over here. That's the third option over here. It sounds like he's switching it to another place. It's in the wrong area, is where it's at, the Rechamudas. Again, or you keep in the same area and you switch the word Yesh to Ein, and the question is, switch the word Chaticha to Chadeh or not? That's the third option. What? According to Gra, no, he said going like Rashi. Go right, he says going like Rashi. No, it's true that you can go also the V. It's true that according to the Goyin, you can either learn it's Rashi, it's fully out, or the V halfway in. So either way, there's no Shishim in the Chaticho. That's the discussion.
I know.
He switches two things.
He's saying it still could be Shishim in the
Chaticho. It could be according to the Goyin. Read the Goyin. It could either be that discussing Rashi Shishim is halfway in, halfway out, it sounds like. Or he says the Kimta is even out, and going to the V, it's fully out. We switch two things over here. Switch the word Yesh to Ein and Kedera to Chaticha. Fine, that's the third Malach. A fourth Malach over here is Kamal the Kiveger by us, the page, and before anybody, the Chavadas and the Beis Lechem Yehuda, like a Shmak Malach, that we know by now, in the Bekiyah Bekotha Shloshamin. Especially they point out over here by Cholov itself, is a Merucha, that the Taz and Shach being down is Cholov at Gaze Kotha Shloshamin. Machlokes seems to be the Rosh versus the Raj, but what is Chala? What is milk? We give it the parameters being the Fafeya, it's a Shamein. What does it give it the parameters being Kofish? It won't go out. Therefore, come along the Prim Godim, they explain the Psar of Kivegir, the Amos Mesopik. If it's Kofish, we'll stay inside to only look at the piece. If it's Shamein, we might as well go out to look at the entire Kedera. So we're not sure what it is. It's very simple. Nishishim versus Tip. You know why? If it's Shamin, Nishishim versus Tipo. If it's Kachlish, Nishishim versus the, only the Chatichel here. We're not sure, so we come along to Imachmein and the Bikim. And or even more, he does leave it out there over here, but that's what they want to answer. Very simple. Against Shomim, against Hold Kedera, because he goes out. I mean, it comes out. Who is this Ramal? So again, it's very clear. The Shach says the Ramal is Mislopik. We pass him both. Taz says the Mice is three. The third option is the Toy Sefer, and you have explained to me Rashi. And the fourth option, in the Mekim, Sai Rashi or Sai Rashi. Again, which one also, in the Mekim, it seems to be also Machlok is having to stand in the Mekim. Chavdas says going to the Rashi Shita, and the Kirege maybe can learn going in the Rishi, depends where the Chatich is. Not that clear also how to apply these four options. That means, what did Ramal hold? Good Shaila. Good question for the test. Fine. So, again, so we have. First, so these are the two ways to read the Mechaber and to read the Ramal. Now this we're discussing over here where the tibah fell on the chaticha that's outside the reitiv. According to Rashi, it's halfway out. According to the reed, it's fully out. What happens if I carrot? The tibah falls onto the piece of meat that's halfway submerged, but the tibah is in the meat that's halfway submerged, and not on the thing that's out. Tibah is fakert, full. So how? Very simple. It fell on, let's say, first in the out. Miyad went back inside. Halfway. That means Starfort is outside the pot. That means a lot of times you have things that are outside the pot sticking out, right? So you Starfort is outside the pot now. This thing was costing what is out, but Starfort's in. But care, Starfort is out. And better, we have three options over here. Can you say, Yemen agrees, everyone, Sai Rashi, Sai Dari, Yemen Starfort, the Chatichel is outside the pot? You have an option, everyone agrees, not Starfort is outside the pot? Which is my colleagues, Rashi and we. Three different options. And that's, of course, we'll say all three, but we'll get to. Yeah, it hit the tip of Chaticho. Let's say it's all out, and went in Miyad, right? So Miyad means as if it fell in the Chaticho. Halfway it went in. Now it's Starfoot, it's out. Or we still have the piece of meat that's sticking out of the right.
So the rest of the pattern.
Yeah.
But it went into that piece.
So that's the question. Starfoot is out of the pot. So a couple of the people go on and says, what's Taina? Bachalik is Rashi Versari. One time that just like Rashi holds the Maisa that the Kedera is not commits tariff. Now this Chatich is in the Kedera, so the Chatich is not mistarif. So if we say the Kedera is not mistarif, Chatich is not mistarif, the Kedera. And this piece is in the Kedera now. Sorry?
If it's not mistarif, then what do you need Shishin? Can I get just what's in or the whole piece?
No, again, that's the Machalik's Harry Rashi, but the way that that commotion stands on Chatich, the Chatich stands is a unit by itself. Chaticha versus Tipo, according to the document. In that Mahala, Kamal the Pimgonim wants to tell that Tapka when it's not in the, they would not be Mitzavik there. Once it's Mitzavik there, then you will not look at the piece that's outside, according to Rashi, according to me. If my colleague's Rashi, me. Asada Sheni, Kamal the Bach, says that everything is not to Mitzavik. Why? We had this concept in the Korpei that anything that's above the Reiter won't be mistarif, as far as because either the liquid or something bomb pulls things in. But for Gert, when things above the liquid, there's nothing to pull into it, therefore the chatich that's out, and when the Gert to the second half of the base, when mistarif everything, the things will be out, well, mistarif, what is out of the chatich? What's out of the chatich? What's out of the kedero? I'm mistarif.
Doesn't
matter
if there's fat inside
of it. You mean, because that's your so over there, that the Shach wants to say. Let's leave it with kofesh, make it simple. We're confusing enough. The third option, which has a svar to the Chavadas, or Shulchan, the Bad Shulchan, at one time that's the Iker, is that everyone agrees over here, Fakert, that it'll be Mitzarev. Because the idea according to Rashi is going to Chatech, goes the whole Tai Chatech. So Fakert, and except for the Molochai, it's going the whole Chatech, who cares if it's over here, but the Vada goes the whole Chatech. Sai going to Ri, goes the whole Chatech. Sai going to Rashi, and Maisa goes the whole Chatech. And I'll be swar, my father's trying to say, goes the whole Chatech. How can you say it's not going the whole Chatech?
Even if it falls
to
a different place
in
the pot?
Place, yeah, but in the piece itself should go into the whole chatecha. Let's have the whole piece over here. Fine, so that's the gear again to the chatecha itself. Take it now a step further. Okay, we discussed it with the team of felt either in the chatecha that's out or the chatecha that's in. Fine, we'd let Maisa come along and ask the chatecha each one onto the omahalach over here. Whether Rashi, Ri, Shach, Talas, however you want. Now, this chatecha became osir. Well, let's say not going to the rest of the pot, either mahalach that you want. That means according to Rashi, either it's submerged halfway, according to me, it's fully out. Does it ask the piece that's touching it? Does it ask the piece that's touching it? So, Betsim, to take a step before that, we'll get to that. Let's understand first what's going on over here. I mean, first thing over here is an obvious question is that we're discussing over here that the piece over here, the chatikah is touching the meat, and everyone says it goes through the whole chatikah. That's everyone saying. The maestro, the loch and simu kufay, come along by the case of tzli. What's the loch by kachash and shomein? If something touches one to another, if it's kachash, it'll go in the tila. If it's shomein, the loch goes in the shishim. But the whole thing is not also. It depends on kachash or shomein. That's the gate of tzli. What is this case over here? The tiba chalov is touching the chaticha. There's no bishop going on over here. It's a clear case of tzli. So why is everyone discussing us the whole piece? The loch in Simon Kofay is either is the case of kofesh, leave it as kofesh.
We say it's Hoseas, one of the five.
So that's the kasha the Shaka Taz and Shaka is going to come to answer. First, let's speak of the kasha. Right? The Taz and Shaka Taz has
two.
The kimti is we have a piece of meat that's in your pot. It's halfway out or fully out. The tiba hit a place it's out. It's not in liquid.
The pot itself is Hoseas.
Each one, yeah, boiling hot. But Lamaiso, what is this? This is a teapot touching a piece of meat that's not in the right tip. That's what the Olim calls tzli. Well, tzli kata, whatever loch you want to call it, it's called tzli. What's a loch tzli? The loch tzli wants kachesh. The loch is metilo. And then we're saying, in the chaticha goes the whole thing, the kuloi. That's chor kasha, sim kofei, the loch by tzli, dalad, is the metilo. And here we're saying the loch is kuloi. The pella, what's going on over here? Not his question. So the Ran, when he asks his question, he comes along with a machalik that if a case is in a pot or on the open fire. When it's an open fire, that's sli mamish. That'll be a case of sli natilo. Masha enkein, when it's in a pot, loch it will be kulay. The Tazan Shach said, they cannot say that Pshan is machab over here. I get a more bishlam, it will be in the spash, but fail, go more. Small Isaiah, fill up the pot over here. I'll attract it in and be more. Tazan Shach said, that's very nice in Iran. That cannot be Pshan Mechaber. When you open up a loch and simul kofet siv dalet, over there the Mechaber says a case of in a kedera, and he writes over there in a kedera, what's a loch? The tipa eats this piece of meat. The loch is the tila v'shavosh. So you cannot answer that way the Mechaber. But Siman says it, but not the Mechaber. So come along with the Shach over here, and he has three tshuotsim, and the Taz has two tshuotsim. How do you answer this obvious glaring question over here? So the first thing, come along with the Shach, first of all, the Taz. First thing comes on the Taz, and he brings down from the Yam Shloimo, he wants the Mechalik, what is touching this piece of meat? Is it something that's a liquid, solid, a case of milk? Or in the case it's over thick, whether it's a piece of meat that's also, or gvino, something that's a solid piece over here. You want to tell when it's a liquid, that's our kimto, then Eichram Mefein told him, I think I'll get it of kuloi. Mash Eichin, if it's over, if it's thick, like cheese or piece of meat, that's also, then in the case of kachosh, only go in a case of natilo. Face sasim, that's how he wants to answer from Yom Shlomo to Mechal. That means, in the exception to the rule, that means we learn kofei, willingness to go to sli, we came along and say sli is natilo, saying a chiddush over here. That's when? Only when it's ovo, not a case of soul, in the case of liquid, we a case of kuloi. One teretz.
Only in the pot, no?
The case over there, the case. No, he starts off saying the Ran cannot work out of the Mechaber. No, the Chilk over here has nothing to do with the pot. The Chilk over here is whether it's sold over as a case of Ovo. Gush for Ovo is where it's are. Sold. They'll hear the liquid, the milk. Milk is liquid. Sold is liquid. So in that case, we'll go into the whole entire thing.
One turn.
No, no, not the meat. The milk, the thing
no,
that's hitting
that's
it.
Okay.
Kofei
means
over there. Oh, no, we have meat over there, and either cheese touched on the outside.
Then trade me and you
have
kosher meat that is juicy.
No.
You can imagine
the same. No, that's kosher. Oh, that's a lot of case in the tilo.
Sometimes
it's that's milk. The
no,
thing that's touching
liquid,
is milk.
So.
The milk is liquid. Liquid. The pores.
Liquid.
How's it liquid in English? Liquid.
Right. Well,
yeah,
we have a piece
of meat.
That so,
it's a juicy
thing.
No, that's not liquid. That's all. They call it of the gush. That's
not like.
That's the first mouth. Again, the Taz called Yam Shloimo. The second mouth can come along calling the Daka Moshe. He wants to say, what's the loch of cholo? It's called kofer educated shomim. What is milk? He wants a taino. That's machlokes. He washed first the Rashba. the chol in the case over here that's shomim, and when shomim the ma'aseh goes something that is full the whole entire thing. And they point out, besides the question of what is chol of this kofesh shomim, seems to be a little bit of a steer what says in kofei and peizayin. But if that's celibate shomim, so why in the world is a loch over here that only goes into the piece? If so, it should go into the next piece also. And why, according to Dak Moshe, is only going to this piece is not coming out, or it has to go into the next piece also? Shomim comes out. The Issur Blua won't come out with kofesh, but shomim comes out. So if it's shomim, the chol doesn't make any sense. The way that chol won't explain the pshat within this teretz, the pichodesh, the god, the warach shulchan, they call it something called shomim tzas. It's a lotion they use. It's shomim enough that it goes in the whole piece, not shomim enough to go into the next piece. It's like an in-between level over here. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. How can you answer shomim if shomim goes in the next piece? I was thinking it doesn't, it stays in this piece. They call it shomim tzas. It's enough to go into this and not to the next. You have to realize there are two miles over here that the taz left with are really a chidushim. A liquid is different. Or chol, what they call chol tzas. It's shomim tzas.
It's not
shomim tzas.
And it's shomim not bikim.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense. Even better, yeah, not bikim. My colleagues are very good. The ma'aseh kamul the shach, he brings down the same first two teretz in the case of Saul, was the case of Ol Gush, he brings down the second teretz of chol shomim. He comes along the third teretz, which by now I think the Shomim is the Shetel Salim. He wants to tie an echanami in the chol of his kachush. But the boser is shomim. And therefore, we know in Simu Kofei, can someone shom mechafeya, from his kachosh, give get up that shomim? Come along. The shach, and he wants a taina, the gate of suga of tzli, the maaseh can't do that. And therefore, now the chol is get of shomim, and go into the piece over here. Get of shomim, go into the piece. And therefore, it'll come out, they point out, the taz over there writes, is it such a mahalach that the shomim mechafeya, the is over here, or the case over here is a chalav, the words the tazin kuf hei sif hei is ein lo yisoid v'ikir klal. Therefore, the vehicle which tells him, didn't even know this third territory over here. The after here, the shachlit which tells him that the ism is fafeya, the head over here, the boss of the chalav. Why the shachlit which tells him, most boys can win against the shach. I mean, you have three tuotsim over here. Each one betzim is a or a chiddush over here, in yesh lodin. Those might say three tuotsim will call the pachas on the page how to answer this kasha.
And that's what the piece that it's on is the
tilo. The
Mikuloi. And then it's on another piece, that second piece.
So why not go on to the next thing?
It's the tilo. And then the pie.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to the next piece. So first, on this chel, to get to this piece itself. So first, take a lochel maisa. Before we get to your case, Lavir. A lochel maisa again, how do we pass my colleagues Rashi Versary? Let's first take that. How do we pass that? We'll get next. First, how do you pass the lochel? We are, we'll get to. But how do we pass in there? Local Maizel. So, Betzer, first of all, you have to realize that, true, we're doing Sebeis right now, but we're not finished with Sebeis, and the Taz himself points out, we get to Sif Dalid, and there'll be a Steer's Ramah, and the same Akimta had a Paskin. And you get to this figure, we have Rashi verse 3. That means we'll come along, we'll see over there, Betzer Hashem, that really there'll be two cases had a Paskin Rashi in the Reed. The Loch and the Gate to Bosom Acholo, the Loch and the Gate to Shari Surah. And there'll be a steer in the Amor itself. We'll have to answer it, if we can. Well, the Maestro try to finish off how to pass the Chalop of the Lachal Maestro to get the Boss of the Chalop. I mean, not sure, I assume when you get to it, you get the Boss of the Chalop. So there is one option on the Paskin Rashi verse 3, the Taz Kam Long of Paskin Rashi. Chavadash Paskin is Rashi, but which Rashi the Paskin like? Rashi of the Ran. If not which Rashi? The Paskin Rashi of the Ran, meaning, it'll come along the Tipa as the Chaticha. Chaticha is also the Shishim verse the Chaticha itself in the Kedera. Maisa the Polish can be very clear, we don't go like this, Malach. We don't go like Rashi of the Ram, but that's the Taz, how he went. A second Malach, Lachla Maisa, those are Paskin, it's great. Three. The Prisha, the Shach on the page, the Prichodesh, the Placey, but it's Lachim Yudah, the Goyim, Prim Godim, they Paskin straight, we. And the Shach is very nice, he defends himself all the time. We Paskin straight, we. They will come out, David and the Chaticha is out of the Kedero. We'll go by the Chaticha, it's in the Kedero, has a Kedero here. The whole Kedero of Mitzarev. Have kula and a chumrah. I mean, if the whole kedai won't have shishim, the whole kedai will be also. I'll have a kula over here, the mitzvah holds, I think, against the tipa. Straight we. Those are two main mouths among the gedolei achronim. One paskin straight Rashi, but which Rashi they ran. Another paskin straight we, that's how the shach goes.
Is Rashi
the
chumrah also?
Quite yet. Yeah, the kohen yes. The, however, come along the achronim, more afterwards, they come along and say, neither not Rashi, not straight we. Come along first the Choch Masodim, the way the Bada Shulchan, how he paskins. He wants to tie up, we are choishish for Rashi, But which Rashi? Rashi the Daka Moshe. Halacha Ma'aseh Efsim Ruba would go like three Shita. They will come out that the Halacha will be Choshev Rashi. They'll ask the Chaticha when it's halfway in. But when it's Efsim Ruba, we'll look at the whole Daka there versus the Tipo. That's one Malach among the Swarm is my name. The second Malach, they go, the Ma'aseh Adashach says, there are more. From the Sopik. Come along, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Moshe and Shuvah, the Zivkei Tzedek. They come along and say, well, Choshev is both, right? We don't know how to baskin. There's a Rashi here, there's a Ri over here. Without him, even before we get to the end of Akim, there's maybe another thing. But Maisa had a Paschim Rashi before the end of Akim. Maisa would come along and say, we don't know. When we were basically Paschim, there are more with Avona according to the Shach over here. So then we have four Malachim among the Paschim. On the page of Alocha, we have the Taz and Shach. The Sfarim seem to be more than what they say, either Chayshish, which Chayshish for Rashi, or the Mordechai, or the Maisa, you go Alocha Maisa, like Rashi, or the Mordechai, and the real vehicle, the Maisa, we don't know how to bask him. Now,
that comes
after me between the last two Malachim, and have some Rubo.
That's only going to be like the
Shach's
Rashi, not like
Taz's Rashi. Yes. No, they're not seem to worry about the Taz's Rashi. Now, this is the gate to the Chaticha itself. Now again, what happens to the Chaticha afterward? We're just going to ask the Chaticha. What happens either Chaticha is fully out, going to Ri, or going to Rashi, halfway in, halfway out, is to ask the next piece that's touching it. This is the one that's touching it, not the whole entire Chaticha, the whole entire Gedero. That means the next piece that's touching it, they're going to ask the whole piece, the Tila of the piece, Klip of the piece, won't ask anything. There are four options over here. So the Maaseh come along, the Shach and Sekon Zayin, and the Taz and Sekon Zayin, they both say, very simple, Ayin Simen Kuf Hei. And therefore, Siv Zayin, the Shach says, Ayin Simen Kuf Hei, Siv Zayin, over there says, Allah is Natilo. Come along, the Shach and come along, the Taz and says, Allah over there says, you need nothing. They both send the same exact Mar Mokum, same place, both have only a couple lines over there, and they say, Ayin Simen Kuf Hei, Siv Zayin, come out two different Allahs. One says, Allah, this piece is touching it is Natilo, and one says, the piece is touching it is be nothing. What is the machlokes? So basically, we should go back to see what it says over there. Simen kufay says zayin, where the shach is marach. What is pshat and sugya tibus cholov? I mean, some people had a hard time understanding what was going on over there in Simen zayin. You go read it there, and the shach is saying shach v'tay. What is the bono? What's going on by us and kol chesam beis? Now, just to do a chazar for some people not chazara. Depends how much you remember. What comes out over there, basically, the Kamal the Mechabin says you have a piece of meat that's touching Gvina. The loch is when it's Issa blow, when it's Kofish, it won't go out. When it's Issa Mach, it's Atzmoy, I'll come to ask something else. What defines an Issa Mach, it's Atzmoy? That means you have a piece of Basar that's Balea Cholov. Is that an Issa Mach, it's Atzmoy, or is that Issa blow? Basar, again, has bleas of milk inside. Is the Basar itself an Issa Mach, it's Atzmoy? And therefore, going further, whether it's Kofish or Shami. Or is it Issa Belua, and therefore only if it's Shem will go out, the Kochash will stay inside? That's the question. So the Mechaber writes over there, the Bosser, with Cholov is Issa Machmas Atzmoy. Issa Machmas Atzmoy. Why? Why is Issa Machmas Atzmoy? It's a belief of Cholov. Kamal Itaz, calling Yamshu Shleim, you know why? The Kimt over there is Bosser touching Gvina. So Bosser to Gvina is Issa Machmas Atzmoy. But go to the next stage, the Bosser has a belief of Gvina, a belief of Cholov. That's it. It's a blue. It won't come out. It's because of kavush. That's what he says. Maisa, what's the one behind that? You have over here the sugya of boser chol, the sugya of chanan. The boser is aser. The chol is inside is also aser. But that's it. It's a blue and it won't go out. Why? The boser itself is aser. Gufa dava is aser. But why is it considered a blue for? Said the shach over there to explain shat in this malach, which itself does not go with. Explain very simple. Let's say his words are Kim Loya Bonum. Let's say Abonim tell you that no tam goes out of the Chaticha from the Cholov. He says his words are, let's say Eliyahu Novi came to you. My words are the Shach. He says, let's say Eliyahu Novi came to you and tells you you have a case of your boss with Cholov inside. And what happened? The touch of the other piece, what comes out? Only the beliefs of boss and not the Cholov with it. So fine, boss touches boss, it's a mutter. Chazal are telling you that true, the Guvad of a Bosser is also, and the Cholov is also, boss with Cholov Chanan. But Kimler Rabbanon and Leonov is telling you what? That what came out only the Blitz of Basar without the Cholov. So therefore, one asked the other piece. Therefore, the only case of Mechaber saying Basar has Blitz of Cholov, they're calling Issa Machmas Atzmoy, not Blitz, which is touching the Gvina itself. That's a Taz. Therefore, said the Taz over here, what's the Lachia? Basar Blitz of Cholov. Will it ask the next piece? No, it doesn't answer. Why is it Issa Blur? Get some Kofish. Won't come along, it won't answer it. Won't answer it. But Issa Blur, that's the Tazlo Shikonsoi. The Shach over there, you bring down this idea and doesn't like it. He wants to be right, it's not true. That's Sev Kosoi, Bel Kanan. And the Guvadava, the boss is also, the Cholav also, but Etzbe Issa Mach Musatzmoi. And therefore, go on further. We'll ask the next piece. In fact, the Shach about himself, I'm saying it goes on further. The Gemara says, is Mivla, Bola, Mifla, Pola. Won't go on further. How in the world can I say, we'll go on further? Gemara says, he's asking about himself, then we'll go on further. So he brings down two Tirotsim. One Tirot, like I mentioned before, in the Ran. The Ran says, that's Gemara's Havmina, not Gemara's Maskonu. The Havmina is what will go in and won't go out, because the Efsa Soichta is Motor, there is no Khanan, then what's coming out is not Be'epsim, the Issa, this is the Gola Dover. The Maskonu, we say Khanan, we'll answer it. That's what the Shach wants to say. Maisi said, no, I have better Tirots. When the Gemara is saying it does not go out, it does not go out to ask the whole piece, but to go out in a Tila, that does go out. We say Chanan, we'll ask the case in a Tila. That's what Baker goes with, he says over there. That comes out. Why Chanan? Guva Dov is Osir. But how much in a Tila? Not a case of Kuloi. Therefore he writes over here, how much is Osir? That's in a Tila. We say Chanan, it's a Machmasat when it goes out. That means Machloi is Taz and Shach, both of us are going down. Say, what's the luck of the next piece? Well, Taz says, is there a blue? It's blue, won't go out. Shach says, you know what? It's a Machmasat when it does go out. How much go out? The case in a Tila. That means they're arguing what is the Havana of the Chaticha itself. How do you look at it? And that was the Machloek to be had in Simcha Feis of Zayin. Is it Issa Blua, Issa Machmas Atzmoy? The Taz says Issa Blua, then it won't go out, then what's Mutter? The Shachmai says it's not Issa Blua, Issa Machmas Atzmoy, and it goes out how much the case in the Tilo? Sorry?
Chaticha is Shomin?
Even according to Shach's third terrorist, the Chaticha could be a case of Shomin. Shomin's full of Shomin. Shomin's full of the Kofish over here, and go out.
No, if
a shaman goes to the whole thing, it's cooler. If you're positive,
shaman
is cooler. So, only case, why is that? It's a blue, I should ask the whole thing. There'll be a couple of questions, maybe to ask a couple of questions, but I can't answer them all. We just think about it a little bit. That means, I can't what, first what it says in Taz and Shach, but also what they mean. Now, just to point out, you think about them, the Taz and Shach are really opposites of what they really hold. The Taz over here is saying what? They'll go into the whole entire Chaticha, and then what will happen, according to Taz's Ran, will go into the whole entire Kedera. It means it goes to the whole entire Chaticha, and then goes to the whole entire Kedera. It goes out fully. Yet, the Kuvay says, Zayin, what happened? I'm going to ask the piece over here, and the next piece won't answer. That means the Taz is saying, Mamish opposite. So here's saying what happens. It goes into the whole entire thing, and then goes into the whole entire Kedera. Oh, so why? I'm just speaking out. Point out. There are problems over here. The answer must be L'chalik. Over there is a case of Tzli, and here is a case of Bishul. That means you're saying two, Mama's saying Apsal Lochas, but they have to realize one Tzli, one Bishul. If no one's one Tzli, one's Bishul. The Shach, if you think about, he's saying what? And then over here, the according to Rashi, Mama Punga again, according to Rashi goes in and won't go out. Yep, by Tzli, he's saying it goes in and goes out of case in the Tilo. You have to answer no, what he means over here, won't go out Kuloi, but if we go out of case in the Tilo. The words, I'm just pointing at, I'm just explaining it through a question and answer form. I have to realize that they're saying, it sounds like they're saying wrong things, and just the answer over there in the Geta Taz, the Chilm between Slim versus Bishul, and the Shach is the answer, meaning the Chilm between won't go out fully to ask the whole entire thing, will go out the case in the Tilo. He writes that, goes out the case in the Tilo. That means the Taz and Shach are saying, Mamash, here the Taz thing is going out, and the Shach thing does go out. Over there the Taz says, it does fakir, punk fakir. The mamish is switching sides over here. We have to answer the kimt is why. The mamish is saying opposite things. That means every time the question comes to your lochel maisa, you have to sit down and analyze. What's the kimto? What's avonu? Who's shita Rashi and the re? You have to plug in everything, which is very confusing even when you learn the sugya. Let alone when you have to come and look to paskin. When you're not in the sugya, that's why either Rav takes his time or they're really left with la paskin just go with. It's all of a book anyway, and Maisa all fakis, and not have to move by the Maisa, when Machmer has to move, then you have to sit down and think about what's going on there. That seems to be from the bottom, because it is very confusing. And any mahalaf you have is very, very tough. And if you want, you can just throw in this nochazach, usually the case by us is chicken, not a case of meat. You have to get involved, what's the lochazach to chicken? That's the basis of by us, because Oshi wants to be Michael, Paiskim don't like that. That's the nochazach. That we'll leave to the side.
Don't worry, Ari will clarify everything.
I can't wait till tomorrow. That's the first half of the loch over here. Second half. of Lachatzif Beis is now the sugya of Nir V'Kisai. That means we have the Mishnah says to Menar, and we have the Gemara's case of Kisai, that what happens over here, when you do these things, then Rashi words Nir Miyad, Gemara sounds that way, then it'll be Nispashit to everything, because I have a galop, mixed in everything together, and then we have to look at the Kedera versus the case of the Klip over here, versus the Teep over here. So, first, come on, Mechaber, Losh the Rambam, and also Mechaber, you have to divide up the two Chalakim over here. One is, he's discussing what happens if you did near Mechilat Saif, what is the law if you did do it? And the second thing is, can you go do it? Right, the two things over here. What happens if you did do it? Second thing is, can you go do it? Well, two different things over here. I mean, the first half of the Mechaber, can you go do it? Or, I'm sorry, when you do it, what, again, first of all, when you did do it, again, the first thing in Mechaber is, you did it already.
Yeah.
Now, what does it mean you did it already? That means the words of Mechaber Ram is Mechila Va'at Saif. The question in the Rambam is a dafka lav dafka. The Beis Yosef that commercial wants to say nichol and gedor of dafka. Maybe because the choshev for a Yehuda Shita, maybe because he's not near Yafi Yafa, maybe that's why it says mitchila v'atzayif. Others, the Bach, or even Chaviv, they want to tell the words of the Rambam is lav dafka. And then also the Taz has a third malach over here. Ayin Taz. The Meisel, Kamal Lepaiskim, is a dafka not. The Beis Yosef, and where the Shach explains the whole book is Beis Yosef. He comes and says the mechaber the loch is dafka. You have to mitchila va'atzayif. The meister poskim the Torah says not that way, and the Ruben Chaviv once says not pshat in the Rambam, and the Mos says the loch is not the way, and therefore the poskim on Shloim and the Bach the Taz the Shach loch lemeis pichodesh they come along not the way. They say the loch is enough to near mitchila natzayif. That means beikah the poskim say the loch is near mitchila. That's one halacha. I think we have an accepted malcha a loch lemeisel. Then near mitchila meisel is enough. Once it was done already, can he do it? We'll have to get to.
What's
near mitchila? Now what's near mitchila? Basic question. What does it mean? The Aruch Hashulchan very simple. Ef shelavar. The Tali boreis einim amara. Every rov has to judge and decide. So didn't really explain that much. The way the Baruch Hashulchan says his words are.
For a second.
How much? The words the Baruch Hashulchan says exactly the shear is not mivar in the paiskim. Therefore, it's tzarachian. So there are those who want Taina the Maaseh who said Misavich upon it. We're not exactly sure what that is. Works to want to say near Miyad called Misavich on the Hefsimu book. We're not sure what Miyad is. Well, let's go. There is a Heta near Miyad. There's certainly a clear Heta Miyad. Now, what that means in Afkamina, what you just I think is saying is right now what they get the Chamud and Niel. Again, the Chamud and Niel were down Sim Kofei and Sim Chon Ches and Peshet Shuvah. He says the loch is when you have some Issa falls into Heter and you take it out Miyad. Comes from our sugya, lemaisa it's mutter. That means I mentioned already, this block of American cheese fell into the guy's bowling, had chicken soup on the fire, he took it out of the yard, and they ate the chicken soup that night. Now, first of all, do we pass on this chamud meal or not? The piskachuva sound like he went with it, or chushukum sound like he went with it. However, the ikka of the pasukim do not do that. Primogodim, or the pritoya, the yad, you do not. And the forms seem to go, the mitzvah of the chamud meal. Marsham, different shuvas, mitzvah for one dabon, two dabons. The tziruf and the mitzvah of it. So we have to know what is the chamud neil, where they're coming from, why is that called right from our sugya? In our sugya, saying this is a heter miyad. So the chamud neil, so we see miyad in the ma'aseh mimutar. Well, why not? This is a heter, clear. So they point out, yesh l'chalik harbe between our sugya and that sugya.
He wrote
if I remember correctly, yes. If I remember correctly, yes.
It wasn't shishim.
What?
It wasn't shishim.
We don't need shishim. We take out. It doesn't transfer.
Yeah, it doesn't transfer.
He says. Let's point out. We're discussing two different things over here. I'm saying what you're saying. I think. That means over here we're discussing the gedem miyad is we have this tibus chala fallen piece of meat and near miyad. We're discussing how to mishar. Our mishar against the whole entire kedero against the tipo or chaticha versus the tipo. That means the vado, we're saying there is issi here, and the question is, do we say chanan or chaticha or have to mishar against chaticha, or don't say chanan? That means the sugya over here, the geit miyad is the sugya of chanan. How to calculate versus what? A sugya of chanan. Came along the chamud nil and is taking it, not the sugya of chanan, to the transfer of taste. The sugya of the sinas tam. That means here, sinas tam is saying, vado is the sinas tam. But the question is, does chanan happen miyad or not? Come on, the place can say, I'll tell you why it doesn't happen miyad by chanan. Why? If you think about it, you have a piece of meat over here. It goes through the first part. Well, it happened miyad. You say chanan miyad, let's ask them to think. The first part. Chananet, and then goes to the next part, Chananet. Elamai, when it goes to the whole entire thing, why saying Shishim versus the whole entire people over here? Already Chanan, the first part, the second part, and third part. We need Shishim. Elamai, don't say Chanan, we're still being with Pash B'Shavu. We're still traveling. We don't say Chanan.
It's not like a whole journey. It happens.
It goes through, right? It can't jump. It can't jump.
It doesn't jump. It goes through, yeah.
Fine. So far, but if you say at the there is a 1/1,000,000th of a second, it has to be, right? It can't go jump.
Fine.
That means we're pointing over out. What? No, but it has to go. It has to go. Tom has to go through something. Tom has to go through the piece. Has to go through the piece. It might take a while to transfer, right? It might take. Therefore, the idea of saying Chanan, we don't say Chanan till it's until Namiyat, right? Till the whole entire thing.
Even if it's not even
a Chanan, it's not even a Chanan. No, that's not Kimto. Again, to extend it, what it says, over here, discussing here, that is no notion of time.
But
that's not what we're discussing here. The site over here is what to calculate versus Tipa. That's the point over here. You want to take it more. The Chamundi wants to take it more. But what are we discussing over here?
If I mix it right away, there was no Nisiyas Tamas in the piece yet.
Or maybe it was Nisiyas, but it was passion to everything. You have no right.
I don't understand that.
I know, but you have no right. You can make me a right if we have another way of learning it. That's what I want to answer. What? Alright, it's going into it. I mean, I see the Rashi. But the point is the showing with taking the sugya of Chanan to the sugya of Nois and Tam.
Even Gabi Chanan though, if it goes and you take it out right away, so very nice, it didn't go through the whole piece yet. But whatever went into the piece should continue to go through the piece, even after you took the.
Well, the piece will be also, but again, the piece will keep going. The piece will be also, but how to calculate? That's the question.
But Mitzah Chanan is still doesn't meet the Chanan.
Well, Chanan the piece, yes.
It will Chanan the piece. But won't take it out right away.
Eventually, well, because the people stayed on it.
Right, that's my point. So then what's the hell between Chanan and Shari Tzuros?
Again, what we're discussing here? Well, we're saying do near Miyad to know how to calculate it. We calculate with Chanan, without Chanan. We're saying over here, the side we see over here, we don't say Chanan Miyad. That's the only side we see over here. We don't say Chanan Miyad. Came along the Chmudel says, why? Because we don't say Nisiyas Tam Miyad. Whoa, who says so? That's who says so. You want to say something? Go prove it. The side that we don't say Chanan Miyad. We don't think Nisiyas Tam Miyad. Who says so? Maybe not Miyad.
At what point is Chanan?
That's very good. We're not sure what Miyad means. Very good. That's not open point. What's the sheer Tzor here? Tzor here? What together is?
According to that Pshat, is the meat? Is the piece of meat going to be mutter or Shishim?
No, the piece of meat will be Shishim. Yeah. No. And which Pshat? In by Chanan?
What do we really want to understand? What is the piece of Miyad? Well, the piece is Nesha. Does Chanan do heaven yet? That's not such a option. The piece is
going to be mutter. No, we have Shishim in the piece. You have Shishim in the piece. The piece will be mutter.
That first layer.
That's the locha. That is Shishim in the piece of mutter. Could it go in the whole entire piece? If there's shishim piece
in
one,
of course there's no shishim in the first piece, right? That's the case
that we're talking about. Okay, no shishim. Where is it? Halfway in, halfway out, going to Rashi? Yeah, that piece will be also. You have to make the kimta now. What we're discussing over here? According to Rashi, halfway in, halfway out, right? If you don't near Miyad, the piece is also, right? That's Rashi. If it's near Miyad, then it's still, that's it, Chanan, we're going against the whole type of people. That's the first. What? Right. Now it's still go out for, keep on going. And this Bash Meshova is spread out. No, be more together. It's Bash Meshova. It has Shishim now. It went in and it kept going. Because Chanan didn't happen yet. If Chanan happened, it's Shishim versus Chatich. Chanan did not happen yet. That's Yisoy. That's Yisoy over here. Now, Chamundina took it a step further. This is Tam did not happen yet. Who says? That's the word, the chilek. Again, those who pass in that way, someone say that is the Yisrael over here. But that's the word, the chilek between the two sugyas over here. Now, just the last point over here.
We need an answer. So, what is
the
Miyad?
We didn't
come to an answer.
Kol Api, Rois, Morei, Hazeti, whatever he decides. We are Machmed. That's the Arik came out. We are Machmed.
Fine.
Come up with me,
basically, we'll get to it. The question is what happens constantly, right? You have your children over here, you make a bothy kid, you shake it off, and all things flies out, it goes into your children. Now what? Right? So, if you're there, you're supposed to mix a miyad, right? Your wife might kill you. But one drop went to your children. Like, well, what? Now what do you do?
You
some pieces sticking out. No, you see it sticking out, right? Obviously, you don't see it. Maybe hit the ball, so we don't know where you hit.
Yeah, but then it's a
suffix. So it's not a question of suffix. Now that leads to the last thing we have in Sefes. What happens? You don't know what Katika fell on top of. That has happened. I have been asked that question. Where a person did that with a bottle, where it sprays out, now what? You know, one or two drops going to your children. Now what? What's the law in that case? So usually, by the time they ask it, they don't have the option of doing near miyad. That's the question. Do you need near miyad?
We don't know what near miyad is, so maybe they do.
So the last thing over here, you don't know. We don't know where exactly it fell. So first, come on the Rambam, and there's a shiloh. What's the Rambam hold? Do near miyad? Even afterwards, right? There is again. We Ben Chavir won't say it's miyad, but the Taz and Shach say quote the Rambam. Even afterwards, you have the children over here, the milk inside. You don't know exactly where. Go mix it in the Rambam. In the bottom of the Rambam is the Ma'aser do near even afterwards. The Ma'aser, the Ramo says, what can I get to near miyad? Right? We go like the Ramo. But that means Ruchi in the Rambam, not one the Rambam. I'm not sure how much I'm sorry the Taz and Shach and the Sepeis yet. But there's a ruch in the Rambam, but myself, the Ramos says very clearly, oh, you know, you have to near miyad. Now, the question I do ask, you have to near miyad. I mean, yeah, really, what to go do, machlokes miyad or achkach, we pass miyad. The second thing is, how exactly is that working? What can you do near miyad? They have one question, Mr. Alessu, give Hanan. Fine, so Hanan, if you do miyad, it won't be a problem. We don't need near miyad, according to the Rambam, those don't say that means achkach, but that's a shock. What happens, Mr. Alessu, give Hanan? There is Hanan over here. So the Talmud of the Tanakh chapter one answer. We don't know where it is. There is no Chanan. You say the Chanan. We don't know where it is. You have to apply that. You won't say the Sugi of Chanan. Why? And explain that. Why that's so?
You don't know where it is.
Again, that's going in the again switching sheets over here. And then we take in even Chavir. The same Biachka. The same Shat. How can we be? How can it be even afterwards the Shat in the Ramah? Get in the Ramah. The Ramah himself sounds like the Ramah sheet is even afterwards. In him, how will happen? We pass him. Yeah, the passion. Now we'll say Hefsimu, but another one might be Mitzarif the Shito. But I mean, Nachmi will be Hefsimu. We had a massive challenge, and what happened there? Shabbos. You have to know if that's Hefsimu or to find Hefsimu. By Boston Cholovius. So that's going to be Kasha, which maybe won't answer. But that's one question we have. Another question they ask is the Chura, how in the world are you what?
We don't know where it is, but also we're not.
That's how the Taz and Shach want to answer Pshat in the Mechaber, the Rambam, where that Truma is even here after Shach. Well, Bezer Shemini, next world, you get to what you're saying. It's getting late. The other question over here is, before, what happened to these Halach and Simitzak tests of, hey, affect the Taz and Shach, in Mevatel Islat Chilo? There's one piece over here. We also already come into Mevatel Islat Chilo over here. So the one test is very simple, the Taz and Shach want to answer based upon some Kufi, the Alach and Zayin. That we have two pots in front of you, and some of it's about one of them, not sure which one. So the Taz and Shach, when you're going to eventually mix them together, it's nichol right now, it's if Kfar Mu'ab, it's right mixed together. So not being Mavatal, so it already is ready Mavotal, just you have to practically mix it, but it already has to get a being mixed over here. Now, there are Achanim who do not like this Taz because you learn Simukuf, in Alf Zayin, some will say only get to this Drahmanim, some will say only get to a. The cloud bin Bemina, this bin Shloim Bemina, fine. But that's one mahalach. How does it help us? It's very murav. You stir it, mix it together. Yeah. Oh, on Shabbos. Oh. I was discussing what happened to Erev Shabbos. Usually, on Shabbos. The second is the Shach wants to get to the Sugya of Sabbath Isra. That means if you learn Sifay Dalet, Sifay Gimel, Sifay Dalet, you get to say, what's the lucky? You're not sure the bug's there. Can you buy strawberries from the Shuk and make your froyo out of it and grind it up? We're machlikshu there, Tara, Shach, Primgon, Locha Maestro. And one of the cases they point out that according to this Havana that Safek Issa L'maisik Mevav L'Chilo, the Shach sounds like a weird by Safek Issa L'maisik Mevavu L'Chilo would not be a problem over here. Now, just to end over the Kasha, let the Oilam answer it. The Kivegas Kasha over here. Right, Miyadi can. The question is why? I'm asking why. Either Kvam Murab is more terrorist, or other terrorists is more terrorist.
Don't worry, it's Ashi.
So the mice of it falls in and you didn't mix right away, could you go and mix it now and eat it?
We pass him Miyad.
So
you can't. Pashas.
Must be
out of
me.
So the
only answer
really
going to
think about
is because
of
something.
That's one
terrorist.
Or
crap,
well,
yeah.
Could be. But even Selvig, we learned a lot about Makhon and Selvig. By Selvig, it was not simple. Now, just to end off the Kashi, Kirag has a Kashi, the Maestro, we're discussing the Menara of the Israel via Rachil. What happens to the Israel Bishal over here? What happens to the Israel Bishal?
It already fell in.
That's Boser within its Cholov. Now we come along and it's putting the Cholov on another piece of Boser here. It's
already in the
time
of it.
So, Ramosha and Shuva, if you want, to get involved with Kivegar and Simon Pei.
Right.
So, any Bishal Achal Bishal means that this Boser Cholov that could cook one time, could cook up a second time. He had transferred the Tam Boser Cholov into another piece. Even this piece will be also. So you say mix it all well and now transfer this chalav into other pieces. This chalav was you're transferring into to another piece.
Why is it
another piece? Tibus chalav, you can spray the body. Yeah. We're saying why want to mix it in? What's the finished cooking? We were spending it to one piece, one spent to a lot of pieces. I mean, we mavashu chalav into other things.
But it's not bishul. The bishul's happening either way. The question, I mean, fine. The bishul bishul chalav happening other ways.
What
about
putting
it in more
pieces?
Doesn't right. Mean, is that called bishul or is it just called
yes.
Spreading?
That's what Kirag is called. Now, obviously, there are those who want to argue the point, but that's what Kirag is kashya. Just I'm welcome to answer it. Moshe Tshuva says, well, go read Kirag and Sim Pei Zayin on the loch of Sivav. What's the loch of subsequential Lashavar? Because that's the case over here. When you're mixing, you're not sure if you're Mavashal, not being Mavashal.
Why are you not sure?
You don't know where it is.
But you know that it's somewhere.
And who's saying you're adding to the bishul? Maybe we'll, maybe
but
it won't. You're not sure.
Maybe it's
let's say even it is shishim.
If it's about a shishim, then there's no possible problem. If it's not iser machilas as only iser mitzvah is tam, that's otherwise not supposed to
be. You want to tell you the case of shishim? So the case will be that you send me chavon and kefela. So the flow wants to answer is going mahal with shishim and kefela. What's that? What's shishim? We're discussing shishim here or not? So here, are we discussing shishim or not? So the shulchan is discussing not shishim. That's send me chavon and kefela. He wants to answer shishim. So the flow wants to say it means chayshim and mandiyama shishim and kefela. Let's go like you. But the pashas is discussing no shishim over here. Fine. Ben Hashem, next time we're spending a week of next sugya chanan, which will also be that shloma of sefeis and as far as we're able. Yeah, we did that already.
What's the shot? Why would there's no?